Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Yud Beis. We're starting the third line from the top of the Umud. Zoki Marvi Amrav Chizda. Kol Tanis Shloishaka Olav Chama Lav Shmei Tanis. Ein Tanis, which did not go until Shkia. It doesn't really mean Shkia. Here it really means Seisak Rechovim. There's a concept of something called Chila Shkia and Soif Shkia. Here we're talking about Soif Shkia, which means Seisak Rechovim. So Tanis, it didn't go until then, wasn't the Tanis. Meaning, a person going fast the whole Tanis. If he stops the Tanis half an hour early, or 15 minutes early before the Zman, the Gornish of Kitan. Not that it's nothing, Bonishlam gives schar for everything. But the point is, a katanis heist is nicht. You want to fast for a tanis, but it has to be until the evening, until Tzeitzak Chacham.
Even a person fasts a half a day before 6 p.m.
You're talking about a person who takes upon himself a tanis sho'ois, or you're talking about chas v'shalom, a person of kenish, nishmatim on the nafshe seicha.
It doesn't differentiate, it's just lafshim etanis.
Gemara is assuming you're talking about a regular, normal person that can and is fasting, and he's doing a great job at fasting. However, instead of finishing at 8:30, he decided, I can't wait so long. He stops at 8:15, stops at 8 o'clock. Oh, he wasn't Shekel of Chama, he was not Yoitze, the din of being Mesana the whole time. Frank Dimor Meisvei, Ashoy Lechayase Nishtazoy, Anshi Mishmar Mesanin Veloy Mashlimin. What is this all about? We already started in the Mishnah yesterday, and Mitzvah we're going to continue on right in the Mishnah this afternoon, in the Omer days, where the Mishnah is teaching us about the voluntary tanaisin that people took upon themselves. When I say voluntary, throughout the year we have 6 regular tanaisin that we all have to fast. But in addition to that, in the times of Chazal, if there was a terrible tzora, such as atiras kishamim, there was a terrible drought and it had not rained for a long period of time. So then they had a series of tanaisin. The first tanaisin they had were yichidim. Yichidim we learned the Gemara yesterday means the great Talmid Chachamim, they had a series of 3 Tanaisim. If still it didn't rain, then Klal Yisrael started doing Tanaisim. And they had a group of 3, and then a group of another 3, and finally a group of 7. And each time you got to the next group, it became a little bit more difficult, and a little bit more difficult, as we'll see in the Mishnah of the Amud Beis. Okay. Now these were, although they weren't part of your normal calendar Tanaisim, but these were any able-bodied individual in Klal Yisrael had to go and fast because it was a terrible tzara, habo'o al ha-tzibur. Now, as we know, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, we had something called the Mishmarais. What were the Mishmarais? All the Kehanim and Leviim were divided up into 24 sections, and each section would go and do the Avoida twice a year, 2 weeks. First 1 week in the first half of the year, second week in the second half of the year, and so on and so forth. Each Mishmar did the work in the Beis Hamikdash. Then there's something called the Beis Av, which means that the Beis Av, the Mishmar itself, was divided up into 6 or 7 Chalakim to allow for certain Kehanim in that particular Mishmar to work a particular day. If, for instance, there were 700 Kehanim in the Mishmar, they were divided up, let's say, 6 days or 7 days, but let's assume 7 days. So therefore, 100 will work on Sunday, 100 will work on Monday, 100 will work on Tuesday. That's called what we call a Beis Av. Anyway, we're going to see a Mechem on Daf Tezvav in the Mishnah, that in fact, if there was a Tanis that everybody in Klal Yisrael was participating in, because it was, lemashal, a terrible drought, and it wasn't raining, the Anshe Mishmar, Misanin, they should also fast together with everybody else, but they should not finish the Tanis. In other words, they only have to fast basically a half a day and not the whole day. What's the reason why? Because these Anshe Mishmar are doing the Avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, and they have to have the Keiches, they have to have the strength to be able to take care of all the Shlomims and the Chatois and the Ashamois and the Oilois and everything that needs to be done in the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, so that they can preserve their strength, they should also be Mesana, but not Mashlim. You just said now, Rav Chizda, that a tanish like shakal of Cham, if he didn't go and finish it off, it's a garnish, it's a garnish, so what are you doing over here? Everything Mahasim Matsuri Navshi Ba'almahu. Einachanami, according to Rav Chizda, they were taken not Mekayim the fast, and they are really potter from fasting, The reason why they fast a half a day is so they should also be mishtatif in the tzar of the tzibur. You know, we had yesterday in the Gemara several memories. The Gemara says that a person should not be poirish min tzibur when the whole Yisrael is shruyim betzar. So they too, these following mishmar mitzar ikar adin, they're potter from the tannas. They're doing the avodas Hashem of bringing the kabbonos. But nevertheless, in mishtatif min tzibur, they should mitzar themselves fast a half a day. Frankly, more Toshim, I'll bring you another raya that L'chayr Rav Chizda is incorrect. The Yom Rav Leizer Rav Tzadik Ani Mibnei Bonav Shel Sanav or Sanah Ben Minyamin Upamachas Chal Tesh Biov Liois B'Shabbos B'Dochinu Li Acher Shabbos V'Saninu Boy V'Loi Hishlam Nuhu Mibnei Shiyondav Shalonuhu. Now we're going to have later on in our Masechta where the Gemara is going to go and say that the time that Ezra and Nehemiah went up to the Beis HaMikdash, they needed people to be menadev etzim, to go and be menadev wood for the Ma'arocha, to bring the kabbonis every single day. And there were several mishpachos at that time in Klal Yisrael that said, you know what, we're going to go and take upon ourselves to go and supply the etzim. And they had different times on the calendar, and because of the fact that they were menadev at that time, they got a special yontif for all time, that the yortzeit of that day, the anniversary of that day, number one, they have the right to go and bring the eitzim, and even if the marocha and the lishka is full of eitzim, the eitzim that they bring that day, we go and take them, put them on the mizbeach, and use them for the kabbonis that day. Explains Rashi, this however would not apply normally. In other words, what happens if someone who's not from one of these mishpachas comes into the Beis Midrash and says, hey, I got a brand new collection of eitzim, let's use these today, they're dry, they've been checked and they've been inspected, they have ashgacha on them, that they're no toloyim, and they're fine and they're good, they're bodek and inside the plastics, nothing to worry about. Nevertheless, we say, mister, put them in the lishka, we'll check them out, but in the meantime, we got plenty of eitzim to use on the mizbeach. But these mishpachos, because they were menadev etzim back in the times of Ezra Nehemiah, they have the right each year to go and bring the eitzim on that particular day, together with other kabbonos, and for them it's azashikul yontiv, that's the day that Chazal were koveya, because to remember them, that they did such a wonderful thing at the time that Ezra Nehemiah came up. So, says Nadi Gemara again. So Blues Bar Tzudik says, Anim Mnei Bonav, I'm one of the Einiklach of Sana Ben Minyamin. Sana Ben Minyamin is one of those Mishpachos that has as Ayontiv because they were Menadiv Eitzim. Amachas, one time. So now, the Gemara doesn't tell us yet, but as we'll see from the Gemara, Sana Ben Minyamin's day was Yud B'Av, the day after Tisha B'Av, and that was their Yontiv. Now one time, Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos. So we know that you don't fast on Shabbos. If they made it a Tanis Nidche, which happens quite frequently, the Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos and we'll push it off to Sunday. The Saninu B'Av. And even though for us it was a Yontif, we were also Misana, but we didn't finish it off. We only went to Chvais till 2 o'clock and then the rest of the day we ate, we were not mashed. Why? It was our Yontif. Okay, I understand what's going on, but the question is, didn't Rav Chizda say, Kol Tanis Shalei Shoka V'Chama, Lav Shemei Tanis? So what did they accomplish? They didn't do anything. Evdi Mor Hasam Nami Tzur Nav Shibalmu. It wasn't Takakim of Tanis. They were Mechuyim in the Tanis. Their Yontif Chazal gave them that day. Nevertheless, they shouldn't go parading around as if, Shalom Alei Nafshi, you know, I also want to be Mishtatif. Betzoras atzibur, so they will mitzayah themselves for half a day, but not meikar didin. Now the Gemara is going to bring yet another masa. Toshima the Yom Rabbi Yochanan, the Hei Betanis at Yehovei Lebesi. In the middle of the week, the Yochanan is walking down the street, and from the Beis HaNosi they come over to him from the Reish Galusa, the Nosi, and they mitzir Rabbi Yochanan, and they say Rabbi Yochanan, Tien Zatoiva, please go and come to lunch and join the lunch with us, or come for dinner, and be mahanas or divrei Torah, and if he's a baal zemer, efshet to zingin epis, kim daran to essen bayitz. So Rabbi Yochanan would say, "I'm sorry, hey Batanis, I took upon myself a tanis at Shavu Lebesi until I come home. and therefore I cannot possibly eat with you. I mean, I could sit there and listen, but I can't eat. So go home. So that's what he used to say. Now the problem is, what type of thing is that? Tanis shoyes for 2 hours until he comes home. If it's shloy shokol of chamez agonish vet, everything more. The truth of the matter is, Rabbi Yochanan, these words that he said really had no efficacy. They really had no religious significance. So why did he say, "Hey, Matanis"? Since the Beis Hanasi used to mitch him that he should always come, he would say, he has to go and finish off Chumash Rashi, he has to finish off the Daf, he has to finish off his Tillim, he has to learn his Chok, he has to go Mishnah Yoimis, the Tanakh Yoimis, El Nishkatzad, I'm fasting now, I'm sorry, I'm fasting. So, in truth, that fast didn't have Hilchois Tanis, but this is a way to be Doicha, the Beis Hanasi, so that he shouldn't have to come to them. Okay, so now we finished about this inyan, and now we come to the inyan of Kabbalah Steinis. What's the din of Kabbalah Steinis? One of the six Taneisim that we have throughout the year, we don't have to be Makabal, because those already are mandatory. But what happens if a person wants to take upon himself his own Tanis, or the Tanis with the Tzibur because of a drought or what have you, then you have to have Kabbalah Steinis. Because without the Kabbalah Steinis, it's not a Tanis. After all, it's a regular day like everybody else. So if you want it to be called a Tanis, you have to be a Kabbal Tanis. So a person should not wake up in the morning and say, I'm not that hungry anyway, and I can go and use a Tanis or two because of a couple of sins. Let me go and fast. Now you got to be a Kabbal Tanis in advance.
Why? Question.
That's the halacha.
Why
is it on Tanis and you're not allowed to eat?
Why can't you say in the morning? Why is it going to go? Why can't you?
The halacha of Kabbalah Tanis, and you have to do it the day before, as Gemara explains. That's one of the rules of Tanaisim, it's got to be Midboid Yoyim. Now the question is, when is that Midboid Yoyim? That we'll see in another three lines. The Yosef Mai, what happens if he decides to go and sit in the Tanis without making Kabbalah? It's like a large container, like a large balloon, which is now full of air. In other words, you haven't filled your stomach with food, you filled it with air, but that's it. You're full of air. It's going to show off katan. So Amos Makbalay, when do you have to be Makabal Tanis? Rav Abba Memincha, Ushmul Omar Betfilis Amincha. Now these seem to be identical. Mincha, Tfilis Amincha is the same thing, no? So Rashi says, I'm sorry?
Zman versus
Oh, Zayigit. So Nafkimin is the Gabi, the Zman, or is part of the Tfilis of? So Rashi says, if you look at the fifth wide line of Rashi, Rashi says at the beginning of the line, Mamish, he says word for word like Rav David said, Bemincha Bezman Amincha. Vafilu Beshuk. Everybody else is davening in shul. He already davened early, it's davened later, whatever. He's walking down the street, but it's the Zman Mincha, and he says, "Oi, I want to go and be mispalt tomorrow. I want to be misanah tomorrow." He has to say now, "Hareini Machar Betanis." It's got to be Bizman Mincha. Shmuel says, "Betfilas Mincha has got to be part of the Tfilah." Rashi says, he says it Basoif, and in many of the Sidurim they have it at the very end of davening, at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei. It says on the bottom in small letters, it says where you can go and insert Hareini Betanis Lamacha. Anyway, so the machloik is whether it's the Zman Mincha or part of the Tfilas Mincha. Omer Vyosek, what is the Shmuel Mistavra? I will bring you a Rai that Shmuel is right, that it's Betfilas Mincha and not just Bizman Mincha. As we know, Megillas Tanis is that collection of days throughout the year that a person should not fast because of the fact that they were Yomim Tovim LiYisrael. We had a whole sugi about this earlier on, whether Megillas Tanis still applies or whether it became bottle or not. Machloikis in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. But anyway, Lamasa in that Megillas Tanis, it says, Lehen Kolinish, the Yesi Aloi Mekan Mizdona Yiyaser, that when it comes to a Tanis, not on these days that you're not allowed to fast, but those days that you are allowed to fast, when will the fast be a fast which is valid and binding? Before the Tanis begins, he has to go and be miyaser. Now what does that mean, miyaser? My lab, yiyaser atzmoi betziloi. The word yiyaser has something to do with davening. And what does it mean? Rashi says it comes from the Lashon v'osra isar, like you have in Ureo Beis Avia, if you have that. I'm sorry? Yeah, Rashi quotes the pasuk v'osra isar, Beis Avia, that's talking about a girl, but it's talking about in general, anybody that wants to take an isur upon themselves, it's a lashon of the pasuk ba'asr isur, and the Gemara lashon is yiyaser, and yiyaser means that a person has to take it on mitakabola bishas betziloi bishas the davening. So the Gemara assumes, therefore, from the lashon of Megillas Tanis, that the word yiyaser means a yiyaser betfilah, and therefore, I have to say something, and it's got to be during davening, which is what Shmuel said, betfilah semenah. Zokti marlo, nishkarai. Maybe the real girsa in the Megillas Tanis is not yiyaser, but maybe yeyaser. Loi yeyaser atzmoi. Now, what does it mean yeyaser atzmoi? Yeyaser atzmoi means that he's automatically osur, even if he didn't go and say any Kabbalah Stanis Bishas Mincha. What means he's automatically? He has to do some sort of Kabbalah. So Gemara and Pligi Baha, that he is the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, between Yiyasa and Yeyaser, is the same machloikis between Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi. Chad Omar Yiyasa, Chad Omar Yeyaser. One of them says Yiyaser means with a Kabbalah Stanis. The other one says Yeyaser. Now, what does that mean, Yeyaser? Everybody agrees it's got to be a Kabbalah Stanis. The only question is it Bitzloisa, part of the davening, or just Bizman Mincha? Yes.
Barry's question before, is this also the source for how we know that you're supposed to be Makabal?
Part of the Osir Isar?
Yeah, I mean, what is it? Is there a kosher? Is there a svar about behind it? Like, it needs to be totally with some kind of nether that you're Makayim?
The din of Kabbalah's Tainus is that just like a Tainus means it starts from the morning and it goes until at night, and you're not allowed to eat and you're not allowed to drink. Another rule and regulation is you have to make a Kabbalah in advance. Not talking about the six ones which are what we would call mandatory, which are Pi Shulchan Aruch. We're talking about anything that you want to add. It only has the status of a Tainus if you Makabel a Tainus in the Boy Joim from the day before. You either do it at Mincha itself or at his Mantzalism. That's a rule and regulation of Hilchas Tanis.
A Choyk, without any kind of...
A Choyk is like Paraduma, that's Diraisa. This is Dirabans. The whole Indian of Tanaisim, other than what it says in the Torah, the only Tanis you have in the Torah is Achim Kippur. Yeah. All other Tanaisim are Dirabans. If a person wants to add his own Tanis, the Rabbanan, we had a machlokes yesterday whether that's a good idea or not a good idea. One holds it's Kodesh, the other holds it's Choyte, one holds it's a Chosid. But if you want to do the Rabbanan, you want to add another Tanis, okay, Simtait. But one of the rules is you have to have a Kabbalah Tanis before. So,
but my question is, why did the Rabbanan take this rule?
I don't know.
It's not from this pasuk necessarily.
Now, this pasuk is only telling you a gilui what the word Yiyaser means. Yiyaser means from the Loshen Ba'asr Iser.
Why did Chazal differentiate between Tisha B'Av Moldav Tarnasim that don't start at the same time?
Why is Tisha B'Av? Because Tisha B'Av is much worse, because we commemorate, unfortunately, the destruction of the two temples, the first temple and the second temple, and that's considered to be such a terrible tzara that we have a much more chomerdik Tanis than all the other Tanis. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara says that Chadom Yiyas v'Chadom Yeyaser. Mandiyam Yiyas v'Kinamrina. Like you said before, it says in Megillas Tanis, Kalinish Yiyas Eloi Mikan Misdon Yiyaser. What's Yiyaser? Yiyaser Atzav Betzilah. However, the Mandiyam Yeyaser Mahi, what's his Rai? The Sanya, I have another Braisa that it says in Megillas Tanis, the Sanya Megillas Tanis, it says in Megillas Tanis, Kalinish Yiyas Eloi Mikan Misdon Yeyaser. What does that mean? Ketzas. Gemara now brings a longer portion of the Megillas Tanis and explains. Yochet shekibel olav sheni v'chamishi shel kol hashana kula. A person said, I am going to fast now every Monday and Thursday throughout the year. Now there is of course something called bahab, which is sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. But this is basically twice a year, meaning a bahab right after Sukkot and a bahab after Pesach. But this person wants to be a groisa machmir, and he wants to go and fiyazach gans bahab agans yur. Now you see that there's in the parentheses again v'sheni. There's no purpose of saying that he was mekabel on himself sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, because he's mekabel sheni of the entire year. Then automatically the second sheni is already included. So that's why it's in parentheses. So every single Monday and Thursday throughout the year, he's mekabel upon himself al tanis. Okay. The irubam yomim toivim haksuvim b'megillas tanis. Among those Mondays and Thursdays, he finds out that the 18th Monday turns out to be one of the days which is inscribed and enumerated in the Megillah Tanis, that it's a Yontif, that you're not supposed to fast. What do I do now? Since I took upon myself to go and fast every single Monday and Thursday, and one of those Mondays and Thursdays and one of those Yom Tovim, ayayay, vastuchdach, says the Megillah Tanis. Im nidroi koidim l'gzeira seinu, yivatul nidroi es gzeira seinu. Then gzeira seinu kademus l'nidroi, tivatul gzeira seinu es nidroi. It all depends which one came first. Meaning, back in Maseches Rosh Hashanah we learned that anytime there was a great happy event by Klal Yisrael, they added that to the Megillah Tanis. So Megillah Tanis was not a closed book that you could not add. To the contrary, every while, presumably every few years, when a new great event, a great ness happened in Klal Yisrael, they threw in another day into the Megillah Tanis, that from now on, no more fasting on that day. In particular, if you remember, we had in the Sechus Rosh Hashanah, the day that the Mevatel Adrachta Minshtaraya. What means Adrachta Minshtaraya? That previously, the Chashmonoim were misakin that one should always write in each one of the shtarois v'ukoyin l'keil elyoin, and therefore they wrote Hashem's name, and by writing Hashem's name, the problem is after the maturity date of that shtar, when the shtar is paid off, they're just going to throw it in the garbage, and Hashem's name is going to valgritzach, it's going to wander in the garbage. So therefore, one day they finally said, we're going to go mevatel that, and that day, rather it was Gimel Tishrei, which is the same day as Sem Gedalia, and they were mevatel that the Inyan of putting the Askara in this one against the Yontif. Nimar gives another example as well. So now the question is, what came first? This person at the beginning of the year, when he was makabel all of the Sheni v'Chamishis, this Yontif hadn't been crystallized yet, hadn't been ordained, hadn't been legislated yet. So therefore, if and when in the middle of the year they do legislate a brand new Yontif, since Nidroi Choydim L'Gzeres Seinu, he should continue on and he should continue to fast on that day. If it's the other way around, if this was an alt Yontif which is in the Megillah Tanis, and he didn't know, he didn't realize, didn't make a difference for Masa, he took upon himself all Mondays and Thursdays, and then it comes out in the middle of Chodesh Adar, this to do of Sayontif on Monday, and he looks it up, it's a Chayontif. Since they're saying it, Koidim L'Nidroi, then he's not allowed to go and fast. Anyway, all of that is fascinating, but what does it have to do with us? So therefore, let's go back to the lashon of the Megillah Tanis. Kol inish diyesei alohi mikadmiz dona. If he came to the scene and his neder was mikadmiz, was earlier than one of these yom tovim which is enumerated in the Megillah Tanis, yei aser. So if you're goydus yiyaser, if you go to Ziyasir, you say, if you go to Ziyasir, Yiyasir means that he has to go and make a new Kabbalah's tainis. If you hold Yiyasir, he's automatically Yasir. In other words, this machloikis that we've been developing, we've been talking about between Rav and Shmuel, that's be'emes in the machloikis that we have in the proper gears of the Megillah Tanis. According to Shmuel, the gears of the Megillah Tanis is that even though my neder took place historically before the even though my neder took place before the gzeira, before they instituted this new yontif, says Shmuel, nevertheless, when it comes Sunday before that Monday, or the Wednesday before that Thursday, make sure you mekabel tanis again, bitfilah, and repeat it, tomorrow I'm going to go and fast. See, even though everybody else in Klal Yisrael is having a parade, and Sayontif, and everybody's L'chaim and Givaldik, since his neder was before, he asked him mekabel tanis, he yaser, and then he'd be usher to eat the next day. According to Rav, you don't need to go and take a special Kabbalah Tanis bin Mincha. Why? Because since he made a Kabbalah Tanis at the beginning of the year, that's sufficient, and Ye Oser, he will be Oser automatically without having to take upon himself a new Kabbalah Tanis at the time of Mincha. Okay, so with this, we've concluded that shtickle. And bottom line is that there's the machloikis kabbalas tanis, whether it's b'shas tefillas mincha or just bizman mincha. La halacha, my recollection is that one should say it at the end of Shemoneh Esrei b'shas tefillas mincha. But if a person forgot, and for instance, if a person davened l'moshel mincha gdoila at 2 or 3 o'clock, and then it's 5, 6 in the afternoon, and he's saying, "Ay ay ay, tomorrow I wanted to fast and I forgot." You can see makabel it anywhere you are, afilu b'shuk, and say hareni b'tanis l'mochar, but you makabel tanis during the day. You're puzzled because we still haven't answered your question at the very beginning. That Rabbi Yonah.
And also, if a person is not, is you're going to do, it's a neder not that it's a shev al tasa. You're not going to eat.
Yeah.
So a person wanted to make a tanis, let's say tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he did, so he doesn't eat. So I say, what's the nafkamina? I mean,
they wanted to take it upon.
Well, I mean, it's not credit system in Shemayim with like a counter or something. I mean, a person's a tanis. It's for his own spiritual upliftment.
Right.
The person has the intention.
Right.
And he says, I don't want to eat tomorrow because I want my tefillahs. I want my not eating to be a demonstration of
kaparas licha and tshuva.
So I just understand what's this mechanism of, does it count? Does it not count? Person's not going to do something. There's a stempel of being
If it wasn't for Shmuel, I would agree with you, and I would say you're 100% right. Now, right in the middle of the shir, let's go and say, I want to go and I'm not going to eat for the rest of the day. I'm going to do tshuva. It's a wonderful idea. Shmuel says, what should I do? Shmuel says it's a rule and regulation of a tanis. Is you got to go.
No.
What happens if you want to make a tanis just from ochel and not from drinking? What happens if the person says, I'm not going to eat, I'm only going to drink, or I'm only going to eat milchiks, I'm not going to eat fleishiks, or I'm only going to eat the half a gazayis? In other words, I'm going to make a tanis, not going to be a full fleish, half a tanis. I won't eat, but I'll only drink. I won't eat milk, it's only place.
It's like type of a nader. He's making a nader.
You can make any kind of nader you want. Opposition katanis. Yes, it's a nader.
I know there's a hanof from flesh.
Lamas is a sinish katanis. A nader is, if you're menader, you have to go and keep your nader. Opposition katanis, I sinish. That's all.
What do we do with the katanis?
Katanis chol, we're talking about the Yom HaTov. Right before the Mishnah.
Also requires a kabbalah beforehand?
That's true.
A tainis dibur. I don't know if tainis dibur goes in the same cloud as tainis. I think it's more a nader than a tanis. I think it's more. I think it's more of a nader. I don't think it's more a tanis. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. And Masay Oichu B'Shoise. If a person, in fact, is makabel tanis, and we're assuming that it's what we call a tanis yochid and not a tanis tzibur. The difference between tanis yochid and tanis tzibur over here doesn't mean one person or 12 people or 10 people. Here we mean what's the severity of the tanis. Is he accepting upon himself a tanis like a tanis tzibur, such as Tisha B'Av, or such as the very severe tanesi tzibur that they had in the final group of 7 tanesim, which we'll see in Mi'achim, the Mishnah on the Amud Beis, when there was a terrible drought, and those 7 tanesim, you were not only usur the eating achilu shtiyah, but also the other inuyim that we have on Yom Kippur, or that we have on Tisha B'Av, where the din is not only that you're not allowed to fast during the day, not allowed to eat during the day, but you also have to go and fast already from the night before. So if a person takes upon himself a tainis yochid, he's allowed to eat the night before, just like we are allowed to eat 4 of the 6 tanais and we can eat the night before. We're just not allowed to eat during the day. So the question is, and masi oichu b'shoise, until what point at night can you continue eating and drinking? When does the tanis begin? Says Imad, Shialom Rashachar, Dibre Rebbe. You can eat and drink until Amud Hashachar. Add Krois HaGever. Krois HaGever means when the rooster starts crowing, starts saying cock-a-doodle-doo. What zman is that? Rashi here is silent, but Rashi in other Masechta says that Krois HaGever means from the beginning of the Ashmoira Achroina. As we had in the beginning of Masechta's Brochis is Machloikis, where they had 3 Ashmoiras. We are 5 lines from the bottom of the Amid. Add Krois HaGever. The point is, in the Sechtes Berachas, we had, there's a machlokes, there are 3 Ashmoiras or 4 Ashmoiras. If you hold it, the only 3 Ashmoiras, each Ashmoira is 4 hours, which means Ashmoira Rishon is from 6 to 10. second one is from 10 to 2, and the third one is from 2 until 6 o'clock. And the crazy giver is at the Zman of the Ashmoira Achroina, so therefore it would be at 2 o'clock in the morning. And if you hold it to 4 Ashmorois, which means each one of them is 3 hours, it would be at 3 o'clock in the morning. So crazy giver is much earlier than Amud HaShachar. It's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning when the giver starts making his sound. Omer Abaye. That's Dafka if he was still eating dinner until that time. In other words, he's having a long feast, like a Langa Chasana that they have sometimes today, where people are proud to say, oh, the Chasana lasted until 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't know why they're proud. I think it's right. They should be proud to finish it early. So we have to go to sleep and then you have to get up davening normally. No, Chasana was such a simcha until 6 o'clock in the morning. Okay. Anyway, Chasana, I don't mean to make anybody, but the point is, Elish Legoma Sudasa, if he's still going strong at 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the morning in his Suda, oh, then we tell him, you have to stop either Umar Shachar or Kreisa Geber, this Machloikis. Avagoma Sudasa, what happens if he ate dinner at 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the evening, and he finished it by 9 or 10 o'clock, and the Oichel, then from that point on, he doesn't eat anymore, he stops, and that's it, boys. That's it, Ein Oichel, he doesn't eat anymore beyond that time. Frank Dimora Eisvei Rova. Gomar v'omar, it says in the Braisa that if he already finished the Sa'udah of Omar and he got up, he can continue eating. You just said now that after he finished the Sa'udah, he can't eat anymore. Talking about that they didn't take the table away. Remember, in the good old days, they didn't have one long table like we have today. They had a Masechtas Brachos. That you had, everybody had individual tables, and until they took the table away, until they turned the tables on you, you were still part of the meal. So even though you got up, and you're getting a jacket and hat, you want to go on bench, and you're getting ready, and you're washing your hands, and my machrinim, all wonderful and good, but as long as the table is still in place, the meal is still ongoing, and you can continue eating. Aha. Okay, but once they were masalik the tables, then says Abaya, that's it, you cannot eat after that, even though it's only 9 o'clock at night. Of course, it's talking about that it's already night. I'm not talking about, and you ate, like if you eat tonight dinner at 6 o'clock and you finish at 7, and you can still daven mincha until 8:30, it's like Zagan Zandra Masa. We're talking about that it's already, he's eating into the night, and once they are Masalik the Shulchan, says Abaya, from now you have to stop eating until tomorrow night, until the end of the time. But Ikri Ami Omer Rav Leishon Al Bishlo Yashon. That he didn't go to sleep. But once you go to sleep, that means this day is over and I'm going to sleep. Now we're talking about, as Imar will say in a moment, that he went into a not that he went to go and take a rest on the couch, but he went to bed with pajamas, with the ganze mit negelwasser. He went to sleep for the night. From that point on, he can no longer eat. What do we do? So it says in Shulchan Aruch that if in fact you do intend eating before the dawn is, then you have to go and say, and you should say bepemoli, not just think about it. Pemoli that I intend getting up and I'm not mekabel tanis when I go to sleep. I'm going to sleep now at 10, 11 o'clock at night. I'm not mekabel tanis. I'm only mekabel tanis tomorrow morning when it's Amud HaShachar. And then if he wakes up 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, then he can go and eat. He can eat kisud shloim b'shatik. But if he doesn't say anything and he goes to sleep, from that point on, if he wakes up 2 o'clock in the morning and he's thirsty, he cannot eat or drink. You have to say that in advance. I'm not being the Kabbal Natanis until the morning. Anyway, so Rav is still the Shoshul Yoshin. Av Yoshin, once he went to sleep, any Oichel. Feitimar Eis Ve'abaye, Yoshin the Omad, Harizei Oichel. So just like Rav asked the Kasha and Abaye, so now Abaye is asking Kasha and Rav, says Yoshin, if you want to sleep, Omad, he got up, and it's not the Zman yet, it's not Amud HaShachar, or not a Kreis HaGever. Harizei Oichel, he can continue eating. Duchshver on you, Rav. Evdimar Hassan bin Misnamne. Misnamne means that the person was only dozing. In Yiddish, he was only drimling. Hey, Chedam Misnamne, how would you describe that in stark terms? How can you tell the difference between someone who's dozing and someone who's sleeping? Amravashi, Nimvalay Nim, Tir Veloy Tir. What means Nimvalay Nim? Nimvalay Nim means he's sleeping and he's not sleeping. Tir Veloy Tir, he's up and he's not up. What means he's sleeping? He's not up. What's going on? The Karulev Ani, if you call his name, he answers. Veloyoda Adure Svara, he cannot answer anything which requires any in depth thinking. However, if they remind him of something, then you think to Yah. So, what does all of that mean? So, again, Rashi over here doesn't address this, but Rashi elsewhere says, what happens, for instance, if you were to ask a person, the person went to sleep, and I want to use his car, the marshal, and I ask him, where did you leave the car keys? I don't remember. I don't remember the question. He continues on sleeping. But then if you ask him, however, did you leave the keys on the foyer piece? Yeah. So that he's able to answer. So if it requires him to go and make a decision, that's kanish. But just to remind him of the other, yeah, I was talking for you. And then you take a seat in the foyer piece. And you take, if it wasn't on the foyer piece, and he said yes, then you know he's fast asleep. Anyway, so the point is, that's a description of misnamnaim. And then if he got up from that nimnum period, then he could continue eating without any difficulty. However, if he went to sleep as a richtig asleep, then he cannot eat after that, unless again if it was master in advance. Okay. Omer of Kana Omerav. Yochid Shekibel Olav Tanis Oser Ben Ilas Hasandal Chayshinen Shema Tainis Tiber Kibel Olav. Heichi Levid. Rabbi Bashila Leimahachi Lamacher Heilu Fenech Matanis Yochid. Aha. So again, what the Gemara is telling us is the difference between a Tanis Yochid and a Tanis Tibur. And again, when we use these terms Tanis Yochid, Tanis Tibur, we don't mean it in the classical sense. Tanis Yochid, I'm going to fast by myself. Tanis Tibur, I'm going to have a minion. But rather, it's a distinction between what we would call the lighter Tanaisim, in other words, the four Tanaisim of the year, such as the Asura B'Tavish, Shavuot B'Tammuz, San Gedalia, as well as Tanis Esther. Those, for our purposes, we could call it a Tanis Yochid, in the sense that you don't have the five Inuyim. The Gemara just talks about Ne'ilas HaSandal, but this is just an example of all of the Inuyim, which includes, for instance, Rechitza, and Sicha, and Tasha Shemitah. Ah, so that's what the Gemara is saying. If a person just says, Hareini betanis lemocha, and he says it at the time of Mincha, or at the Tfilis Mincha, Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. When he says those words are any betanis, then chulila, he might have to deal with a tanis tzibur. What's a tanis tzibur? That he wouldn't be able to wear the next day shoes, and he wouldn't be able to take a shower, and he wouldn't be able to shmir himself. All the normal inuyim that you have for a tanis tzibur. What should you do to get out of this particular potential quandary? He should say, Hareini betanis Yochid lemacher, not tanis tzibur, to get out of this issue. So again, Omer of Kana Omer Rav, Yochid Shekibel Olav Tanis. Tanis, Osman is the son, is Osir Meti Al the Inuyim. Chayshinan, we're afraid, Shema Tanis Tzibur Kibel Olav, that the words Tanis could be interpreted as Tanis Tzibur. No good. So hey, Chilab, what should he do to get out of this problem? Omer Rav, Bashila, Lei Mahach, he should say, Beferish, Lemacher, Eilav, and Eilav, Tanis, Yochid. And then he doesn't have this issue. Okay, Zugimor yet right. Omer le Rabbanan le Rav Sheshes. Haka Chazinan Rabbanan to Misayimi Masnayu v'yos lebeitanis. We saw some of the Rabbanan coming in wearing shoes. On it on is Maturachnish. What's going on? So now, Rabbi Cohen, you had a question? Okay, so the point is, now we're not talking about the Tanis Yochid, because a person says a fish ready to Tanis Yochid Lamochar, he can wear five pairs of shoes simultaneously. That's not a problem. What we're talking about is the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah, if you just take a quick look at the Mishnah is the second of the wide lines down below. Avru Eluven Leinenu. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that they already had two groups of Tanaisim, one group for the Yechidim, another group for the Tzibur, a group of three. But unfortunately, the Tanaisim were not accepted, and it did not rain. There's the Goyzen Gimel Tanis Achiris Al Tzibur. There's now another group of three. Ochlin Veshosim by Joim. You're allowed to still eat by Joim, meaning only from during the day, but not at night. In other words, it's like a Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av that you cannot eat at night. Basun B'Malacha or Berachitza or Besicha or Yasasanu Tashamita. Oh, it's really heavy duty stuff that you also in all of these things, even in the Ilas Hasan. Now, this Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael, like all the Mishnah is written in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu Kodesh lived afterwards. Okay, but Tanoim, all Eretz Yisrael. Hilchus Eretz Yisrael. As we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, we have a klal Ein Tanis Tzibur B'Bavel, that in Bavel you cannot accept upon you, not that you cannot. The Tanaisim that they made, even Tanaisim for droughts and tzaris, were not Tanaisi Tzibur, like the Tanas Tzibur of our Mishnah, but rather they were all Tanas Yochid, in the sense that it's all like one of the more lighter or lenient Tanaisim, that there are no Finiv Inuyim. So now, that's what Takeshmul holds. But as we'll see, this was a big machloikis, at least until the time of Shmuel, or even perhaps during the time of Shmuel. And therefore the Gemara is telling us that they did make in Bavel a big tanis, presumably that there was a drought, and therefore it was one of these tanaisim like the Mishnah which we just looked at. And so now the Rabbanan told, Amulei Rabbanan, Rav Sheshes, they told Rav Sheshes, Hakachazinan, Rabbanan, the Mesayim Mesnayu, today's a Tzanas Tzibur, it's a big drought, and everybody's coming together for now, for Mincha, for Vayichal, and for Leining, and for saying Tillim, and I see that the Rabbanan that are coming in, the Mesayim Mesnayu, that they're wearing their shoes, Vasal Beitanis, and they're coming into Besmedish, even though it's a Tzanas. What's going on? Is Ikbit Rav Sheshes got upset? And he said, haha, these same guys that are wearing their shoes, maybe they're eating, so therefore, in other words, who knows what they're doing behind closed doors? Don't even look at it. Abai V'rova Ma'ali Ki Mesaimi Apanza. Abai V'rova used to go and make a shinui in their shoes, and they would go and wear a panza. Now Rashi doesn't help us too much, because Rashi brings us a Loshen Laz, Iskrafit. I'm not sure what Iskrafit is. However, if you look at the Toisis, which is right next to the Gemara, Abai V'rova Ma'ali Ki Mesaimi Apanza, Pirish B'manol, She'ein or minol, she'ein shulaim. It was a shoe without a sole to it. And Rashi even tells us, Toysi says, if you don't know what shulaim, it means sole of alas. That's a sole. It means it had the upper portion of the shoe, but it didn't have the bottom portion of the shoe. So on the top of it, it looked like a shoe. However, if they would go and sit down and pick their feet up, not only would you see a hole in the sole, but you would go and see that there was no sole whatsoever. These shuls had no soles, no neshumas, no soul to the bottom of the shul. And that's how they went on these tanesim. Mareima umar zucha machalvi diyamina, the smaller diyamina, to go and cause themselves a fair amount of misery. They wore shoes, but they switched the right one for the left and the left one for the right one. Rabbanan de beravashi nafki yurchayu. They went like normal, like regular. This is what we said before, name of Shmuel. Ain't Tanas Tiba be Bavel Elatish Ba Bilvad. The only Tanas throughout the year which is rabbinically ordained. We don't mean Yom Kippur, of course. Anything Midrabanan, the only one that has all the chumris of the Inuyim is only Tisha B'Av, and to therefore in Bavel, and we feel like that today in Gans Chutz La'aretz, that there is no such thing as a Tanas Sibur, even if all the Rabbanan get together and say we're going to make a Yom Tanas to save these three Neshomis, or exactly whatever it happens to be, whatever the reason to make a Tanas Tzibur, the Tanas Tzibur does not include the five Inuyim, because that only applies to Tisha B'Av and nothing else, or in Eretz Yisrael but not in Chutz
La'aretz. Now, does Eretz Yisrael would be different than Inuyim?
In Eretz Yisrael, I don't think that they ever make up Satanas Kavur, but were they to do it, they never add the five Inuyim. I've never heard anything like that, they've added the five Inuyim. They could if they wanted to. Heinzig and Rabbanim don't have the koyach of a bezin of Sanhedrin anyway. It was just a good idea. So
we're not talking about the other public fasts that are already established besides Tisha B'Av.
All the public fasts besides Tisha B'Av only are Tanis Yochids for our purpose. They don't have the five Inuyim. Right. Well, the word when it says Ein Tanis Tisha B'Av or Tisha B'Av is talking about a case like the next Mishnah, Mi'at Hashem, that there's a terrible drought in Eretz Yisrael and there's a terrible drought in Chutz La'aretz, and all the Rabbanim globally throughout the whole world said, let's go make a Tanis. So when they do that in Eretz Yisrael, if it's one of these three Tanaisim, then they have all the Inuyim. In Bavel, they wouldn't have to have these Inuyim, they would just have to fast, and they wouldn't have the Inuyim. If a person said, I am going to be Mesana, and then, for instance, the next morning he wakes up and he says he just doesn't feel well, he just doesn't feel like fasting, and he says, you know what, I'm going to eat today, but I'm going to go and pay it off another day. In other words, I take it upon myself not to eat today on Monday. I already made a Kabbalah Tanis yesterday, and I said a full thing already, but Tanis Yochid Lamachar, and I woke up this morning and I have a terrible headache, I'm not feeling up to it. I'm not going to be Sada today. He could be Perea, he can go and pay it back.
Is it like a Neder, you go get a Hetzimador?
He could always be Matineda, but in case he's not Matineda, the question is,
would this be considered like a Neder, the same situation?
It's similar. It's a parallel type of concept.
You don't even have to ask the
nuance here.
It feels like you just can do it.
You do not. It's a self-help remedy. You don't have to go to...
It seems to be less than a Neder.
You'll see the Gemara is going to use your term neder in one more line. One more is going to use that lashon. Anyway, this.
You're doing beautifully.
If he cannot fast for whatever reason, he can go and borrow it and pay it back. In other words, today I'm going to eat, but next week on Monday, another day. I said this from the Shmuel. Now the Gemara is going to have two lishonis over here. Two lishonis are going to be mikotze el hakotze. When I repeated this in front of Shmuel, now why did Rav Yehuda repeat this in front of Shmuel? So Rashi brings very often that Rav Yehuda originally learned in the Besmedish of Rav. Rav passed away, then Rav Yehuda moved over to the Besmedish of Shmuel, or maybe Shmuel became the Rosh Shiva by Rav's Besmedish. But the point is that Rav Yehuda was a Talmud both of Rav and of Shmuel, and now when he came in front of Shmuel and he repeated this halacha of loiva adam tadisa pereya, then Shmuel said, Amali, v'chinei de kibbal alei, tulisagi de le mishlam, the tzuri nafshi kibbal alei, im matzi mitzar nafshi I, iloi matzi lo mitzar nafshi nish. In other words, what he's saying is this a neder tzulchar even? Less than a neder. The whole kavanah that the person had was, if he's able to be mitzayin himself, if he wakes up and he's not feeling well, he doesn't even have to be pareya. Yeah, he didn't do anything. A kenish. Sorry? Neder kibalei was up. Makabal neder, dvoi sagle mishle. It's your nafsh kibalei. Imotzi, mitzayin nafsh. Iloi motzi, lai mitzayin nafsh. If he can do it, he does it. He can't, he can't. You know, sinish kaneder, according to the first lashon. But eke di amri, yom reviyu ramarav, loidam damnisa upereya. Ki amri dekam de shmua, when I repeat it, vashu amali, pshita, tchadava poshit. Lo yehei ala neder. It's no less than a neder. Neder milei motzi, boi lishlumei, umezel, lemachal yemachrina. By every single neder. Let's say you make a pledge to go and give money for tzedakah. And today you don't have the money. So you pay it tomorrow. And if I don't have the money tomorrow, I'll give it the next day. It's the same thing as any other neder. Which answers your question, which means, yes, I could try to be matineder. Maskim. But the point is, but if I wasn't matineder, according to the second law, it's a neder. And it's a kadova portion. If you can't go and pay your tannis today. I'm sorry?
Except that when it's a very big difference. When you say I'm going to give tzedakah, yeah. When I give tzedakah next month, it's still the same $10.
What happens if I say I'm going to give the tzedakah on Monday morning and I don't have the money Monday morning? So you give it on Tuesday. If you don't have Tuesday, give it Wednesday.
That's a problem.
Thank you.
That's the same thing.
Okay. You have to look at them before.
The day itself.
I'm making the fast
on that
tomorrow.
Day. On that day.
I'm going to give $10. I'm going to give $10.
Right. Then you beat semantics. It's like Baltachim. Go back to Rosh Hashanah. What you're saying is it's going to be dangerous sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm making a fast tomorrow. It's tomorrow I'm going to fast. I'm not fasting tomorrow. It's not a fast tomorrow. It's
not so therefore that's the chiddush according to the second lashon that Rav says. If I said I'm taking upon myself a tannis lemachar and I cannot fast lemachar, according to the first lashon, if I can't, then I'm absolved. Finished. Forget about it. According to the second lashon, it's no worse than any other neder, and therefore if I can't do it tomorrow, you have to pay it back another time. So I can't do it tomorrow. I'll do it the next day, next week, next month, but I got to pay it back at some time.
Neder, does the person himself have to say it, or he can just? Yeah, just like that, by Tris HaTochid, the person goes and makes a Mishabera.
Yeah.
He says, Bavlish and Noga,
yeah.
The person says something.
No.
But the person doesn't go through the Lashon, you know.
Blineder.
No, he doesn't say.
Doesn't say Blineder.
I always say Blineder Mitzvashim.
Yeah. That's a good thing to do. I say everything. Good morning, Blineder Mitzvashim.
Why don't they say the Nusach in the Mishabeh with the Blineder itself?
Yeah.
That people should say.
In Masechet Nedarim, it says many, many times, don't make a Neder. And if you did make a Neder, you want to be Matan Neder, sure. And if you don't want it to become a Neder, say Blineder. You know, I'm just talking about a person took upon himself making a Tannis, and then after.
It's all right. I'm immune to you.
Say Blineder. Don't say Blineder. Okay, anyway, let's continue on. So the Mariette's Weiter. Chas Hashem, if I offended you, Chas Hashem.
No, you can't offend me. What are you doing? Can't offend me. I told you already.
Chas Hashem. No, we just make a joke. Okay. Anyways, the Mariette's Weiter. Nochamol. Rav Yeshua Berei Rav Idi. Ikla Lebei Rav Asi. Avdulei Egla Tiltza. They're made from an Egla Tiltza. Egla Tiltza was a very special delicacy. What's the definition of Egla Tiltza? That itself is a machloikis. There are a number of pshatim. The two main pshatim are Egla Tiltza means that it was a third of its growth, meaning that the normal calf lives, for 3 years, or it develops into 5,000 pounds or whatever it happens to be, when it's at a third of its growth, either in years, in quantity or in quality, whatever, that's the egg latilsa. Or another pshat is it's shlishi lebeten. Shlishi lebeten means that its mommy already gave birth to two other eggless, and this is now eggless shlishis. This egg latilsa, that's the one that's most kishmak. Because when the mommy gives birth at a very early age to the first and the second egel, the mommy itself isn't fully developed with the ganze nourishment, because it's still a relatively young mommy. We're assuming that the mommy didn't perform abstinence. The mommy, as soon as it was ready, it started having babies. So therefore, the third baby, that's considered to be the one that's really the most kishmak. Okay, so Amrulay, so they said to Rav Shui Brei Ravidi, Litamar Midi, no. Zetzachavek, let's go and eat. Omalei, betanisi sivna. I happen to be in the middle of a tanis today, and since I'm in a tanis, I cannot go and eat. Omalei, v'loizim marvel lifra. Maybe what you can do is, this egg latilza, labachol yoyma yisrachesh nisa, that you're going to get such a delicacy, maybe you should go and take a break and pay tomorrow. In other words, you're going fast tomorrow, next week. Loizim marvel hodi omer of yunom arav, loivon tamizu pereya. He told him, Tanas Cholim. It's a Tanas Cholim. What's a Tanas Cholim? Tanas Cholim means if Chas Hashem, a person had a terrible dream, and he wants to make sure that dream should not, Chas Hashem, actually occur, he goes and fasts as a protection against that Cholim. For a Cholim is so good, it's just like fire from the Oiris. The Oiris means linen pieces, meaning that just like pieces of linen burn very, very easily, and it's like paper, and it goes, burns 1, 2, 3. So Atanis is so good for Cholim, just like a fire to go and burn up the Zashtikl Noiris. You should try to do it the same day if you can, and don't push it off. This would be an exception to the rule about the Kabbalah, that as soon as you wake up in the morning, immediately start fasting. This would be an exception to the normal rule.
What do you mean by tan cholim? You mean every time you have a cholim?
Only if you have a bad cholim. If you have a cholim that you're going to become a multimillionaire, well, most people think that's a good dream. Some people think otherwise.
No.
My point is, if it's a good dream, you don't have to fast. But if Chas Shalom, you see a cholim, it's terrible things. That's the thing to go to.
I told you yesterday that he said also, what do you call it?
Mindy?
The best have a chalom, and also the Vilnigon. They have two different types of chalimers.
And what did they do?
Nothing, but they had two different chalimers. They didn't fast,
because
this was a natural thing for them. Every night.
They had cholims. Okay.
The Rosh Hashanah had his cholim, and the other one
had another cholim.
One claims that the goyim went up bodily, and the other one says that the other one was just a cholim, you understand?
Okay. If a person has a bad dream, let's say Friday night, then you should fast even Shabbos. Shabbos is a mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos. That he should go and protect himself by going and fasting. That's the Gemara holds the Dovah Parshat. You can fast even on Shabbos. No problem. However, because of the fact that he's a Mavata, the din of Oinig Shabbos, is the Chalein Epsa Shtikul Chet. So you should go and fast a second fast in the second for the Chet of the first fast. That would be the Takona for the fasting of Shabbos. Okay, new Mishnah. We already started the Mishnah before. Zog the Mishnah, Ovru Elu V'loi Nenu. Yes.
So just to go back, when he asks, you don't hold of
borrowing and lending.
Yeah, borrowing the fast and paying it up another time.
Yes.
Why couldn't he just answer, I feel this inside. I don't need the title of the I'd rather fast.
Maybe he could have, but he's telling us another halacha than the Tanis Cholim. In other words, he asked a question on the story. Fact of the matter, the person was taka Tanis Cholim because he had a terrible cholim. If he hadn't had a cholim, could he have answered what you just said now? Maybe he could have.
It's better to give this answer.
Yeah.
Because if he's doing
then he's out of it.
Then he has to sit there and justify his own.
Exactly. Now he's off the hook, and they'll say, we understand. So the Mishnah, Avru Elu V'loi Ne'enu. The Elu that we had was a previous Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, again, if already the prior Mishnah that we learned yesterday says, what happens if it's Yudzayin Mar Cheshvin, and it hasn't started raining yet? And by Yudzayin Mar Cheshvin, it should be raining, because already by Gimel Cheshvin, by Zayin Cheshvin, we already started the same Talamot Talabracha, we expected the rains, and now it's already the 17th day of Mar Cheshvin, then the Yechidim were Mis'ana B'hab three tanais. What happens if it's now ready Rosh Chodesh Kislev and it still hasn't started ready? Then we made another group of three, but this is not just for the Yechidim, for Klal Yisrael, three tanais. And those were regular tanaisim. When I say regular, meaning that you only have the tanis and you don't have any of the inuyim. Now what happens if those three unfortunately still didn't work? Continues the Mishnah Vayta. Over three more. But these three more are much more chomor. Means that you're not allowed to eat at night. You can only eat still during the day. In other words, like a Tisha B'Av. And then at night you no longer can eat. Vasurim bin malacha. So now this is even worse than Tisha B'Av. Well, Tisha B'Av is shana gansa machloikas. Yom malacha, nish malacha. We fizach one should be machbel chetchela. Not to do malacha, at least until chatzoyis. Anyway, but here it says osim bin malacha. The Gemara is going to address this in a moment. Why is it osim bin malacha? And it's osim bin rachit. They would even lock up the bathhouses. What happens if these passed, these three tonight, and still there was no rain? Yet another seven. Everything together is 13. In other words, three from yesterday, another three from now, and another seven. 3 plus 3 plus 7 is 13. Hari Eli Yisrael Solution is these seven are even worse than what Shabbailim Masriyan. We'll have a machloikis in the Gemara whether Masriyan means by blowing shofar chatzoitzris, or whether it means Masriyan betfilah, that people get together by a terrorist tefillah. V'ni'al nesachanuyos. Not only nuyal esa merchatzoitz, as we said before, but now we even lock up all of the stores. Nobody should go buying in the stores. B'sheini, however, matin im chasheicha, u'b'chamishi mutar m'nei kavad HaShabbos. That's all very good to go and say that you close up the stores during the day, but the women have to be able to cook for food for night. So what do you do at night? I can't buy anything. The stores are closed. What do I do? So b'sheini, if the tanis is on a Monday, because as we said before, typically they made the tanisim on b'habs, on beis hay beis. So if they did it on Monday, matin im chasheicha. Matin im chasheicha means that towards night, they didn't open the doors wide open and make a big grand clearance sale, but they opened the door partially and allowed people to kind of sneak in to go and get food for the evening. B'chamishi, if it was a Thursday, then mutar, you're allowed to open it up totally when they cover the Shabbos. Because after all, it's not only that people need food for Matzitanis, they also need food to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. So then, that's an exception. Then you are allowed to open up the Chanuyos for food for people to buy for Shabbos. Now, over Eilu V'loinenu, what happens if these Tanesim passed and still they were not listened to? Mamatan, mamasu, mamatan, then you have to go and refrain from business, the binyan, ubinatiya, the erisin, ubinisuin. We're going to see in the Gemara that when it says binyan, ubinatiya, it also means a binyan, ubinatiya, shel simcha, that you're building a chuppah, you're building a house for the chosen kala to live. We'll see mechem in the Gemara. You mamait, the erisin, ubinisuin. In other words, it's like a 9 days period, like a 3 weeks period. Ubishayl shalom bin adam lachaveiroi, and even being shayl shalom, you should go and be mamayit kibnei adam. I'm sorry? Right. Everybody should feel like Nebuchadnezzar, he has been rejected by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and everybody should go around with frowns on their faces, and they shouldn't greet everybody warmly with a big smile, because unfortunately, eis tzorah hi liyakov. Hayichidim, now that all the 13 tanaisim are over, Hayichidim chayzim masanin achiyet nisan, the Yechidim continue now their fasting. In other words, they did the early fast before the 13 tanaisim, and now they get back into action and they fast again until achiyet nisan, until Nisan is over. Yot nisan v'yordu k'sham, if now it's Iyar, and now it started raining, chas shom simen klala shnema lektir chitim ayoyim. This is now harvest time. It's not time for the rainy season. The rainy season starting now during what's supposed to be the harvest. Chas shalom, that is very, very bad.
This is Nisan and Chiyitz and Nisan. Is it talking about Mondays and Thursdays?
Yeah, the Derech Klal, whenever it says that, means on Monday and Thursday. We don't mean every day, we mean perhaps. Like Sitzakata. Okay, Zoki Mayat. Bishloim Makulu Ispahu Tanik. I understand why the Mishnah says that there were goyzer these additional three tanaisim with all these inuyim. The inuyim are, of course, to take away tanik, to take away pleasure. You can't go in rechitzi, you can't go and take a bath, sicha, you can't shmir yourself, tashramita. And malacha tzarhu, going to malacha, especially if you're doing backbreaking work, that's a tzar. You should go and be goyzer, the person should do double malacha. Why take away malacha? Why should he rest if he can't? He should do more malacha. What is this pasuk telling you? That when you are taking upon yourself a tzoim, it has special rules. Kiru atzara isru zekenim. Then why is it called atzara? So Timur ka'atzeres. Just like atzeres. Now what means atzeres? Atzeres is referring to 2 days a year. One of them, of course, is Shavuos, which the Torah calls Chago atzeres, and also Shmini atzeres. Just like those 2 days, Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos are aser to do work, therefore you have over here the Kiru Atzara, it's called Atzeres, aser ba'asiyas malach. If that's the case, then the din of Tana should also be from the previous evening. It should begin. The tzoyim is only during the day and not before. Maybe it should only be from chatzois and on. That people already got together, the asifa zekenim took place on the tanaisim mitzafra from the morning. Hechi Abdi, so tell me, what was the schedule of these tanaisim? After all, people ask them a malacha, what did they do all day? So Amr Abai, mitzafer from the morning ad palgad yom until chatzois, ma'ininon the mili demosa. Then they would be ma'ayin, what are the problems of the kehillah, to go and be boidik their masim. Rashi says, l'moshol, im gezel v'chomez beinayin. So here, mili demasa doesn't mean whether we have to go and fill up the potholes or there's a hole in the roof. What it means is, if chas v'shalom there are aveirois and sins of the oilim, that we have to be mesakein, and that's the time to go and do a proper iyun, a yom iyun in all of those things, and try to be mesakein them. Then that's until the morning, until midday. Mikan ve'elach after midday. River the yom akarin besafer baftarta. A quarter of the day we lain from the sefer. What means that we lain from the sefer? Meaning we lain vayichal. Baftarta we say the haftoira of dishus Hashem b'motzoi, like we say on every tanis. Mikan ve'elach the final quarter of the day. But in rachme that people sit down and there's a tillim and they go and ask for rachmanis and rabbi nishlam shnemar vayikuma ala modam v'yikru b'sefer toira Hashem ala keim revias ayom. So one quarter of the day they read in the Sefer Torah Hashem Lekeim, meaning that they lain vayichal and the haftira. And the other part of the day they did vidui mishtachlim Hashem Lekeim. They said tefillas and tilim. Frank Timura, from that pasuk, I just see that half of the day, a quarter in the quarter was taka, like you said, safri v'haftarta, and a quarter was rachman. But maybe eipachana. Maybe I should switch it around. In other words, maybe in the morning I should have this special laning with a special haftarah, and after that I should go and have rachmim until 12 o'clock, and then 12 o'clock and on, maybe I should be ma'ayin b'mili demosa. The pasuk v'eli yasfu kol chard b'divrei elikei Yisrael al ma'al ha'goyla. That's pasuk number one. Uksiv is in the next pasuk after that. Uminchas erev kamti b'taneisi b'erfes akape el Hashem. So I see from this order of the psukim that first you had the eli yasfu kol chard b'divrei Yisrael al ma'al ha'goyla, which means that they got together to ma'ayin b'mili demasa. This was at the beginning of the day. And Minchas Erev, now when it's starting to come, Minchas Erev, Mincha time, in other words, in the afternoon, towards evening, then Kamtim Tanesi, I got up from my Tanis, Ve'erv Zekapi El Hashem, and now I started davening. In other words, I got up from the Tefillah and the Aftoira, and now I started davening Rachmim, so I see that the order is taka like we said earlier, then in the morning, Ma'ayim Mili Damasa, and in the afternoon is Aftarta, Aftarta, and after that is Maboy Rachmim. Reb Chanani Menakash, Oymer Rotze, Gurid Bol